Hello, this is Stephanie with the December broadsheet created by the Elevate Artists at Art Care at Salisbury District Hospital, supported by the Stars Appeal. And it's designed to elevate your mood, bringing colour and inspiration to you wherever you are. Shorter daylight hours and a softer lemony light that fades early, but often in a flaming sunset. Winter can seem to be the place where time stands still. And this month, our Elevate artists reflect on winter light with words and images to delight and inspire you. And on the front page this month, David Davies writes, "The arrival of winter and a doorway to starry December nights. The lead up to Christmas time is underway. Advent comes from the idea of arrival or coming, which seems a nice way of looking at winter as a beginning, and perhaps a bit like opening the doors on an Advent calendar. Different cultures and religions use counting up or down towards midwinter festivals as a way of preparation and remembering what's important. The Jewish festival of Hanukkah, also known as the Festival of Lights, runs for 8 nights and days. It occurs on the Hebrew calendar between late November and late December. Candles on a candelabrum or a menorah with 9 branches are lit each evening using the shamash or attendant candle until all 8 candles are lit together on the final evening of the festival. And in other cultures, the idea of shamash or attendant relates to summer warmth, the success of crops, and a symbol for justice and compassion. The themes of Advent include hope, peace, joy, and love, along with faith, journey, and forgiveness." And David has a picture of a painting by David O'Connor called Agrarian Landscape. And it's a landscape of fields rolling away from you. And the only colours used in the painting, or actually it may even be a print, are yellow, blue, white, and a little strip of red. And the fields are striped as if they're ploughs. And in the distance, there's a yellow sun, which is casting shadows on 2 large stones standing in the fields. The theme of hope links with the tradition of evergreens at Christmas, including spruce trees and holly. A tree of paradise was often at the centre of medieval mystery plays performed across Europe on the 24th of December. And the tree would be decorated with apples, representing forbidden fruit, and wafers, representing redemption. Holly is a symbol of protection and hope. The berries soften after being frozen or frosted, becoming an important food source for birds. And during winter storms, birds often take refuge among holly leaves, which provide shelter and protection from predators. And David has a photograph of a close-up of holly, of the red berries and the shiny green leaves. And David ends by saying, and finally, tinsel, or originally lead or silver strips used to mimic ice. For me, from childhood memories, tinsel was like opening a door on a starry sky of a frosty December night. And then our centre spread this week is written by me, Stephanie, and I say, this month I am joined by Bridget Jupp, who normally attends creative sessions on a Monday at Peter Gillam Day Centre, Salisbury Hospice. And usually at this time of year, we are busy conjuring up a short performance for the annual festive party. So instead, we have been thinking of, imagining and celebrating winter light and invite you to take the time to pause for a while and join us. Settle somewhere cosy. And if you can, put some background wintry music on to get you in the mood. Winter from Vivaldi's The Four Seasons, perhaps. Listen to the biting strings and the breathless beauty as he captures the energy and drama of the winter frost and snowfall. Winter gives us shorter daylight hours and a softer, lemony light that fades early but often in a flaming sunset. Winter can seem to be the place where time stands still. And there are 2 photographs, and we have a photograph of glowing skies over the water meadows by Paul Russell. And there is a flaming red sunset with a cathedral in the distance, and that flaming sky is reflected in the water. And another photograph of frosty fields and clouds. The darkness and the chill can affect our mood, but we all look to light to cheer us. Moonlight, starlight, firelight, candlelight. Lantern processions, colourful Christmas lights, lights in the darkness as we slip towards midwinter and the sun at its lowest on the winter solstice, the shortest day and the longest night of the year. Lights in the darkness reminding us that the light will slowly return with the renewal of the seasons and the warmth and light of spring. The poet Christina Rossetti wrote, "In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone." But is it all bleak? What comes to mind when you think of winter and winter light? For Bridget, it's the weird sort of light created by heavy snowfall, an almost sinister light. Everything is light because of the whiteness of the snow, and sound is muted, a falling silence that comes with a falling of snow. And it's the light of midnight mass and all the light falling out of the windows and doorways showing the snowfall. And the light from the inside shining out through a path to help you through the snow. The light from a street lamp, snow falling just in a steady drop. The light seems to be shining through the snow. It's lovely if you're looking out from the inside. It's quite a different perspective, very different from looking at light from the outside in. So I wonder, if you were winter light, what would you be? A candle flickering? Late winter sun behind the silhouette of trees? Sparkly Christmas lights? Bridget said, even though the sun was pouring golden into her room as we talked, Bridget said, "I would be a star twinkling against the dark sky, twinkling on a really frosty night amidst a twinkling carpet of stars, shining and shining away." It's a lovely thought, if not very practical. And centuries ago, people were afraid of comets in the sky, but there is nothing more beautiful than starlight on a clear night. And if there is snow, even more so. In the snow, you see the tracks of the birds, and there are a lot of things to be said for this time of year. And we have a photograph of a night sky with a carpet of stars twinkling and twinkling away, as Bridget has described. And to the corner of the front, this middle page, we have a little addition by Andy Wickham, and he has two photographs of the river, and the trees are reflecting in the river. And Andy has written, "Here is the river where I used to roam. I was here a lot, so it was more like my home. I caught an awful lot of fish and managed to sell them to help with my wish." And our final back page this month is written for us by Hannah from her off-grid small holding in Somerset. And Hannah writes, "Our mornings begin before dawn. The Raeburn is lit and hearty breakfasts await. Electric lights are conserved and quiet activities occur before 8 a.m. As we approach winter solstice, our focus turns to maximising daylight hours. The majority of our solar panels face east, so the main electrical consumption occurs in the first part of the morning. Water is pumped and lithium and electric bike batteries are charged for later in the day. Weather permitting, outdoor work occurs before late afternoon, including a deep cleanse of the dense, shady garden areas. Trees and shrubs are felled, coppiced and pruned, and piles of logs are stored for next year. Leaves from paths become mulch for fruit areas, while piles of willow lie in damp spots ready for crafts. The long, quiet evenings are a sanctuary for crafts, candles and music. Christmas gift making begins from early November, and each year we enjoy extending our creativity with the resources we have available. This year, silver birch logs, dogwood and willow branches have inspired miniature Christmas trees, individual tree decorations and winter wreaths. The winter vegetables continue to bring joy and colour to our plates, and many an apple crumble is enjoyed at this time of year as we work through our fruit stalls. And Hannah has included some photographs, a lovely photograph of four different winter wreaths made from her foraged teasels and holly and a little bit of ivy. And there's a photograph of some of those Christmas trees. There's miniature Christmas trees that they've been making out of willow branches. And a photograph of a huge bunch of red and yellow leaves gathered from the floor. And Hannah says, whilst these seasonal activities bring us great comfort, we cannot escape the challenge that this winter will bring for so many. I would love to be talking with patients at the bedside at this time. But for now, I hope hearing about our home and garden will resonate and lift your spirits a little. And I hope you've enjoyed listening, and it's been very nice to be able to read this to you. And if you would like to contribute some of your own reflections or a poem, or even an idea for an image for our next edition, the general theme will be winter into spring. And you can submit your contributions to Artcare, Block 29, Salisbury District Hospital, Salisbury, SP2888BJ.